Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm really delighted to be joined today by Laura Clark, who is the Director of Human Resources at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Laura, can you believe it? For 19 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be the best. But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Laura, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you so much for having me. So we are the Florida State Fair. We're the official state fair of Florida. We've been around since 1904, so a little bit longer than New Leaf. We'll be celebrating our 125th anniversary in 2029. So we're actually kind of starting to gear up for that now. We serve the community in this whole entire state. Our main focus is agriculture and how it benefits everybody. There's a lot of farming going on in Florida. You know, you have the cattle, you've got strawberries, oranges, all the potatoes even. I mean, some of the things that I hear, I'm like, oh, wow, that's we grow that in Florida, too. So for about 70 years of that 125, we have been on a 330-acre size property right by the Hard Rock. If you've ever been to Florida and been on I-4 in Tampa, you know where the Hard Rock is. If you know where that is, you know where we are. And our fair is in February every year, but we also hold non-fair events. We call them non-fair in our business. You know, home shows, boat shows, dog shows, tattoo shows, bridal shows, anything you can think of. There's something going on the fairgrounds. We have multiple buildings that we rent out. And we even have a natural history museum that we serve the county schools. And they come and they do field trips and learn about the history of Florida, what it's like to live in Florida in the 1890s. And we have people who are dressed up and they do tours. And it's just a lot of fun out here. Sometimes I'll even encourage the employees here to go and join one of those tours and see what Cracker Country does, because that's the name of the museum. And people get a little confused about the name. But no, it's a wonderful place. We have about 110 year-round employees, 60 additional employees that do the tours for the museum that I was mentioning. And then we have 250 seasonal employees that come in to help us with the fair. Mm-hmm. We also include our sheriff's deputies. They come and they do the security for us. So I actually include those in the numbers. So our total employees for the fair would be roughly about 800 people. And I'm a department of one. I do bring in an assistant every year who's part-time, and I have one that she's really just awesome. So I hope she comes back next year. So as far as leadership and practices that help an organization be successful, it really does start with the people. Mm-hmm. You want to focus on those people, because when the people are happy, they want to work for you, you know. So you lead with kindness. You lead with empathy. You try to foster career development. You know, just because they come in as one position doesn't mean that they have to stay in that one position. Maybe they spend a few years with you and they move on, and that's okay. You know, it's nothing against the company. In fact, you help them grow, and it just brings a better better feeling for the company if they feel, you know, a support in that. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies tend to not. They want to kind of, you know, keep their people and not grow them, thinking that that keeps them there. But I mean, they're going to grow regardless. So you might as well help them. And then, you know, involving your people in the success of the organization. If we have a really good fair, you want to make sure that your people know about it. You know, we celebrate the successes, and we inform them when things don't go quite as we planned. We do, we do the surveys, we do engagement surveys, but it's not just about surveys. It's about getting out there and just kind of knowing your people. We sometimes there's times where everybody has to go and set up chairs for graduations, or everybody has to go and pick up limbs from a hurricane, and or whatever that may be, something that's not on your job description. Or, you wouldn't think a leader would go out there, but no, our CEO, our COO, our CFO, me, the HR director, we're out there in the trenches sometimes. And, and it's good to see that, because then you see where your people are coming from, makes them more relatable, makes you, your people see you. They're, I don't know, it's, you just want to be kind of part of the group, I guess, in a way. And then just recognizing that, recognizing your staff when they go above and beyond. We started a peer-to-peer recognition program, and all they get is a little Sunny pin. It's a little Sunny pin. I know this is odd for an angle, but it's just this little pin. Okay, he's so cute, right? So he's our mascot. So everybody gets one that, like. Your coworkers recognize you doing a good job. They tell me about it. I go out there and I give them the Sunny pin. So I did this all throughout the fair last year, and it was just such a success. And it just brought a big positive light onto the hard work that everybody does. So starting some kind of peer-to-peer recognition, it's kind of like, you want them to feel good, like I said in the very beginning, so that they feel good, they want to do better work for you. And I guess I'll end with, you also have to just have a sense of humor, especially around here at the fair. We are a fair, but you don't want to have the kind of sense of humor that Michael Scott from The Office might have. You'll get into trouble. But just kind of lighten up a little bit and have some fun with your people, because you just want to shine your light for them. I think that's all I got.
Laura, I really appreciate those examples, and it's just fabulous, with me being on the other side of the country to learn more about the work that you do there, and just sounds absolutely fabulous. You have such a great energy about you. If I can just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Laura, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
Yes, please.
Laura, it's so nice to meet you, and you're one of the very first people, by the way, as I think you know, to do a repeat of the Take Five. And so again, really appreciate you coming back and speaking to the other funky sounding guy over the other side of the country.
I like talking to funky sounding guys. What can I say?
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.